Hello, everyone, and welcome to Local Matters. I'm your host, Buddy Pearson, and on this podcast, Education Matters. Well, our guest this week is Justin Campbell, who's recently been named the new principal at Upperman High School. Justin, welcome to Local Matters.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So the new principal at Upperman High School, did you ever think when you got into education that you would have that title associated with your name?
No. At the beginning of my career, I was all about wanting to be in the classroom. And then later, as I started growing and started seeing the difference that administration can make, I was kind of encouraged and wanted to make that next leap. So no, it didn't start that way, but that's where we've ended up. So
how did this all come about?
Sure. So as far as Upperman.
Yeah.
Yes. So I've been very fortunate to learn at Prescott on the athletic director side and the administration side. I came from the classroom of from Upperman High School into Prescott as an administrator, as assistant principal. And so while I grew and learned there, I kind of knew that I wanted to be a head principal after seeing and knowing what Tara Brooks has done and the leadership and the guidance that she's given students and parents and teachers. And I didn't want to make that same difference. And so that's really where the jumping off point was for me, is really leading by seeing her example and following it.
So when you saw that there was an opening at Upperman High School, you didn't hesitate about applying for it?
Not a bit. No, I threw my name in the hat real quick.
Yeah. So how long have you been at Prescott before taking over the reins at Upperman High School?
Sure. I was at Prescott for 3 years.
Okay.
3 years total. But within that 3 years, we learned, worked, and we got a lot of growth out of the students and the kids and just through athletics and just teachers. Every part of the building has grown.
Yeah.
So even though I was there for just 3 years, we've seen a lot of progress and a lot of growth in that 3 years.
We'll come back to that in just a moment. But let's talk about Upperman High School. You look at Upperman, and you said you've taught there, so you know athletics is huge.
Sure.
You've been an athletic director at Prescott South Middle School. You look at Upperman athletics. You've got the girls' basketball team that has won state championships, just was a runner-up. You got the boys' basketball team that was a Final Four. You got the football team that played for a state championship. You've got volleyball team that went to the state tournament. You've got softball that went to state tournament. Baseball has won a state championship a couple of years ago. I mean, you've got this great athletic base there for success. How do you come in and not mess that up?
Right. And I think I don't think that's a well, I think that the easiest way to come in and in your words, not mess it up, is to continue what we're doing.
Yeah.
And to make sure that those programs are run the way that they need and deserve to be ran. And thankfully, I've got coaches there that are passionate. They know what direction we need to go in. They've seen the success. They know how it is to get there. And having somebody that's been there and knows how to get back there is crucial. And so following that lead and doing what's right by the students and by the parents and by the community is huge. And so leading with that focus and that lens is how we're going to continue being at the top level that we are in athletics and action.
And, you know, I mean, you had a wrestling state qualifier, and there's, you know, a fishing team, and there's a bowling team, and there's track and field. There was a, you know, a female athlete that did great, and then you had the boys 4x whatever. I mean, it's just like sports is so big in Baxter.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, I guarantee you there's people like, oh, you know, we got a new guy coming in. They're going to be kind of looking at you like, well, what's he going to do? And, you know, is he going to, you know, how are things going to be different? Is anything going to be different as far as athletics? I mean, you know, you pretty much said going to do what they've been doing because success works, right?
Sure.
But you can also get coaches that, man, you've got, I mean, Dana McWilliams, who's a legend. I mean, Bobby McWilliams has won so much. You got Coach Kane that he's, you know, one of the top coaches in the state. It seems like there's a lot for one school to have to manage. So how do you go about doing that?
Yeah, like I said, it's bringing people together and making sure that all the programs are doing as they need to do. But also, you know, there's always something to learn from other people's programs too.
Oh, yeah.
What makes people successful in one sport? A lot of that buy-in that we get from those athletes into that program.
Right.
You know, how that's done can also transfer to other sports that we have too. So there's ways that we can learn from coaches and other sports to be able to come together and kind of build off of what we already see that's already there. But yeah, athletics is huge in Baxter, and there's a lot of things that we're doing right there, and I want to continue that. But there's also some other things in the building that, you know, there's some other bright spots that are shining in the building besides athletics that we're going to make sure that we illuminate too.
Yeah, and that's a great point, because that was my next point is, yes, while athletics is important, these students, 800 or 900 students that, mm-hmm. that go to Upperman High School are there for an education.
Right.
So what do you do as a principal to make sure that they are getting that proper education?
Well, and having a background of coaching, having a background of being in athletics, it's the same kind of process, setting the expectation that needs to be there and then making sure that students are reaching it. And so on the academic side, making sure that our students are getting and experiencing the education that they deserve to have, where it's rigorous, but also it's rewarding. It's same thing with as a coach of a team, making sure that those students are living up to the expectation of that team, mm-hmm. making sure that they're all working together to accomplish a goal. And that's the same thing that we're going to look at with academics. You know, we're bringing teachers together, we're mm-hmm. bringing students together so that they can learn and that they can get that to that next level. If it's, you know, vocational, if it's career, if it's college, whatever it may be, we want to make sure that we get them there and that they're prepared whenever they get there. And academics is, that's number one. And I think if you talk to any of our coaches, you know, academics and athletics, they come together.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. And I know there's other great things that go on in that building too. They just had a renovation. They just, you know, increased the space there. Mm-hmm. And I think the chorus and band now have their own space, which anybody that's been to a chorus concert or whoever went to graduation, if you went to Upperman's graduation, you got to see the band and you got mm-hmm. to see the chorus on display. And you see those areas and how important is it for students and for those particular teachers and instructors to feel like they've got a place and that they're important too.
Right. And that was one thing that I really learned at Prescott. Anytime that I've taken a new job, I've always tried to fill the gaps in my resume and my career that I don't know. And one of the gaps that I had was I didn't really know the fine arts side as well as I needed to. And I was very fortunate to be at Prescott, to where we have a wonderful fine arts department where we got great band director in Brian Webster and Ashley Francis and running the play. And
our Newsies was awesome, man. Yes, I mean, that was incredible.
Yes, it was. It's an amazing production.
Yeah.
And the amount of time and effort it takes. And then also on the art side with Miss Scott at Prescott, there's just so many just amazing things that were happening at Prescott. So I got to see how the kids benefited from being in a good fine arts program.
Yeah.
And so that was a gap that I had as a teacher and an administrator. I didn't get to see that whenever I was at other locations. But when I came to Prescott, that really opened my eyes that this is something that kids need to have a part of. And that's one thing that I think Upperman has that we're going to shine through on, is that we've got something for everybody.
Yeah.
And I think that is huge. It's not, we are successful in academics, we're successful in athletics, but we also have some great departments doing other things that we're going to highlight too.
Yeah, that is awesome. So you've got the summer to kind of get ready. What do you do during the summer before school starts back to prepare? Because you really haven't taken over as the principal. You got summer school going on, and you're a summer school principal.
I am.
So when do you really start kicking into to Upperman principal mode? When do you put that hat on and just, you know, start charging forward?
Well, I feel like I already have.
Okay.
So I feel like I try to get ahead of the ball game as much as I can. I think that that's the easiest way to do this, because you don't want to be caught in July, school's coming,
right.
Kids are coming back, and then you don't have positions filled where you need to fill them. And so we're already working on that. And thankfully, I've got a good administrative team with me, and they're kind of helping me. And of course, we've already, you know, solidified a lot of things that to get ready for the kids when they come back. So we're trying to get the things we know need to be done now, and then look into the future. And I'm also meeting with teachers throughout the summer too to see what goals and what direction and how I can best support our kids at Upperman. And that's really the lens that we're looking through how can we help the kids and how can we make the programs better for the kids. So the lens is the students and all students. So
now, do you have your staff in hand yet? I know Michelle Bowman was assistant principal, Ross Fanning was assistant principal, but he's now gone. If you get on our website and you look at an opening, there's an opening for assistant principal job at Upperman High School. So do you go – I mean, are you looking at applicants? Are you looking to fill that? I mean, how is your staff coming together?
Yes, sir. Actively. Yeah. I'm actively looking. With Mr. Fanning leaving, you know, it's big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to find
– because he was the AD.
He was. And athletic director positions are they're difficult to fill because you want to have somebody who knows and understands athletics, but also the academic side too, and the marriage between those things. So, but yes, we're actively looking, we're holding interviews, and, we're going to get a good third leg with us. And me and Michelle's going to have a great administration team once we find that person.
Now, have you had a chance to work with Michelle before?
No, we haven't worked professionally together. I knew her personally just outside of school and always thought highly of her. She's a wonderful woman, and so I'm very fortunate to be there with her, and she has helped me tremendously already. She is very knowledgeable.
Yeah.
She's very hardworking, and those are the things that I admire is that work ethic. It's something that I hope to instill into our student body whenever I do get there is the work ethic side, and Michelle's a good example of that.
And how important is it to have somebody like Michelle who's already been there, she's been an assistant principal, to be able to kind of help you and say, hey, this is kind of what happened last year, or this is kind of fill you in on some things?
Oh, it's crucial. It's crucial. She really has given me a lot of perspective. Being in the middle school world for a few years, it's been 3 years since I've been at the high school level and thinking in a high school perspective. And
right.
So she's kind of given me that perspective that I've needed. And I think it's a good combination of what I've learned in administration from the middle school and then what we've been doing at Upperman and how we can kind of put those things together for growth for our building.
Have you moved in your office yet?
No. No. We'll worry about all those small things later. But right now we're just making sure. And I'm not much of an office body anyways. I do my best work walking the halls and talking and thinking. And so that's usually where I do my best work anyways.
Awesome. Well, I'm Buddy Pearson. You're listening to Local Matters, and we're talking with Justin Campbell, the new principal at Upperman High School. This is Local Matters with a focus on education. I'm Buddy Pearson, and our guest today is Justin Campbell, the new principal at Upperman High School. And we've been talking about him getting ready for the upcoming school year as the new mentor of Upperman High School. But Justin, we want to talk a little bit about kind of how you've got to this position where you're at now. Talk a little bit about where are you from originally?
Sure. I'm from Jamestown, Tennessee. So I grew up in a small community called Allert.
Yeah.
We're known for the big pumpkin water tower, and we have a big pumpkin festival there. And so that's where I grew up, and that's the community I was involved in.
Yeah. So do you like pumpkins?
No. Not at this point. I've had my fair share, but no, not anymore.
So where did you go to elementary, middle school, high school, that kind of thing?
Yeah. So I went to Allert Elementary.
Okay.
And my dad was the principal there.
Oh,
which
really?
Was super nice. He was actually a teacher and a principal at the same time.
Okay.
In the smaller communities, you kind of pick up where you need to pick up.
Yeah.
But he was my principal there.
There's no getting in trouble for you then, was there?
Well, no. Yeah. I wish that was true. There was plenty of times I did get in trouble, and he made sure to correct me, and it worked, and it was effective. So I went to Allert Elementary, and then I went to York Institute.
Okay.
That's where I went to high school.
So your dad was a principal, and now here you are, a principal following in his footsteps. How cool is it to be able to do that?
It is amazing. And I'll be honest, a lot of the values that I have as a principal and as a person originate from seeing my father and what he did and the difference that he made. I've seen him outside shoveling mulch, making sure that the school looks good during the summer while no one else is there, making sure that the small things are taken care of, but it's all through the details, I guess is the best way to say it. And, I've seen his school grow, and I've seen a governor come by and shake his hand. He's got pictures of people from the state that come in and say, like, what's working here? Like, how's it being this successful?
Yeah.
And a lot of it is that detail work from the yard care all the way into the building with each individual student and finding out how to help them. So a lot of the values I have comes from the details and the work ethic that I've seen my father do. And the byproduct of that is that it works and it's successful. And that's what we want to be.
So what did he say when he found out you were going to be the principal at Upperman?
He knew it was coming.
Yeah.
He knew I'd eventually make that leap into it somewhere. And so he gave me some good words of advice.
Yeah, I was going to say, did he give you some advice?
He gave me some good words of advice. And it's the same thing that we've kind of always lived by is, you know, personality and work ethic go a long way.
Yeah.
And doing right by the kids. You know, we'll let everything else work its way out, but just making sure that the kids are taken care of and that we're providing opportunities for them and using them as the focus. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is going to be there, but we're going to do what's right by the kids. And that's the biggest thing for me.
So what kind of a student were you at York Institute? Did you play in sports? Were you academics? What was Justin Campbell in high school?
So I was voted best all around.
Oh,
and I think that's
go.
The best way to say
all
it
right.
is I was not great at anything, but I was good at a lot of things. And so the way I kind of went through my high school career is I dabbled in and out of different sports at different times. I did track consistently, and I coached track at Upperman too whenever I was a teacher there.
Okay.
But track was something I was consistent with all the way through. But also I was an academic. But I was also very social. I was involved in a lot of clubs.
Yeah.
So I was just a little bit of everything that I could possibly get into. And that's just kind of my personality. I like to know a little bit of everything.
Right.
And I think that's, you know, it's served me well so far. So
when you graduated from York Institute, then what'd you do?
Went on to Tennessee Tech University. And then so I stayed at Tech for originally I was a finance major.
Okay.
And that's kind of my thing is I really enjoy finance.
Okay.
And then halfway through the program, I decided that I wanted to do something that made a little bit bigger difference than being – nothing wrong with being a finance major, but
right.
It just wasn't for me.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be involved with people, and I wanted to be out in the community and being in a central location possibly just being behind a computer is not what my strengths are. Like I said, I do my best work walking, talking, and being with people, and that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, so you changed your major to education.
I did.
You graduated from Tennessee Tech, and then what?
And then I took a job at Pine Haven Elementary, and I took a social studies, 7th and 8th grade social studies position, where I had a wonderful group yeah. of veteran women around me that really taught me how to be a good teacher.
Really?
And yes, they were straight and to the point, and they were very crucial on my growth as a teacher. If it wasn't for those ladies, I don't think I would be anywhere close to the position I am right now. The experience they gave me was tenfold what I would have got anywhere else. And so hats off to the people who helped me get to where I'm at. And it's, you know, it's not just me, it's them training me up.
So have you gone back to any of those ladies and said thank you or you know, what you did has really helped me throughout the years? Because sometimes, you know, people that you work with, they have an impact, and maybe they don't even know that they're having a big impact. And they need to know that at some point that, hey, you really helped me down the line. I mean, you know, because of you, I learned this, and now look where I am.
Yes. So actually just last week, so whenever it was announced, I had a few of them reach out to me, and
I
told them some of the stories of the things that they had taught me
yeah.
that really shaped a lot of the reasons behind the things that we're doing now. And they were all humble, and they said,
yeah.
no, you had it in you to begin with. I said, no, it was all you. And I know that, well, I don't know how much time we have to quick story. So
oh, yeah, go ahead.
When there was, we had a boy, that was my first year teaching, and it's a small community, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of people wear just a regular ball cap. So a boy comes to school wearing a ball cap. I didn't think anything of it. I knew him outside of school and at church, and he comes in. He says, "Morning, Mr. Campbell." I said, "Good morning. Have a good day." He's like, "Hey, don't you take my cap off?" And I said, "No, you'll be all right for now." And so as he's walking down the hall, you know, he has his ball cap on, and one of those ladies came to me and said, "You know, what you've done is you've undermined what we've said as
Ooh,
a team.
Okay.
You have to go back to him, and you have to tell him to take that cap off because
yeah.
we've all decided that we're going to be consistent yeah. on rules."
Wow.
And one person can't be undermining the rules.
That's right.
And I was like, oh. And so what I learned there
yeah.
was, you know, it's a team.
It is a team.
And it has to be a building team.
Yeah.
And even though it's a small snippet of a story, but it's a bigger picture that leads to a lot more success for a building. And that's one thing that I've held true to as a teacher and as an administrator is that all of us are a team.
Yeah.
And it's not just – it's community members too. It's community members, it's teachers, it's parents, it's kids, it's coaches. We're all here for the kids. And a lot of that has to be through consistency and being on the same team. And so even though that's a small story with a small instance, but it's a bigger concept and a bigger theme that needs to be embraced.
Now, how long were you at Pine Haven?
Oh, goodness. I think 6 years maybe.
Okay.
I'll have to look back. I can't remember exactly. 6 years, I believe. And... It was it was really good for us to kind of get – I worked two grade levels, and so to see the growth of 7th to 8th graders was huge. But also we grew some programs there too, I think was one of the bigger things that, I think I accomplished when I was there. And, of course, the academics. I grew academically as far as teaching the kids and helping the kids. But we put in a junior honor society, and then we converted that to a beta society with – or a beta club, rather – with the help of a couple of those teachers too, that are actually now in our district. So it's nice that, you know, the people that helped me kind of establish the things that we've done, that they're here in Putnam County as well. So Putnam County's got some great people.
Well, it sounds like it was a great experience the time you had at Pine Haven. You learned a lot. Mm-hmm. It was your first job, and you were able to take a lot of those things that you learned on to your next job.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And your next job was?
So I went from there to Upperman High School.
Oh, wow.
And so –
that's a big leap, isn't it?
It's a huge leap.
Yeah.
It's a huge leap. Coming from a K-8, you know, we had pre-Kers in the building, and my 8th graders were still walking in lines. Yeah. So, you know, when I came to Upperman, I had a great mentor in John Apple. He's the department head for the history department. I think a lot of him. Mm-hmm. And he helped me out that first year tremendously. And you know, if it wasn't for him, I don't think I'd probably have been able to know a lot of the answers I knew that first year. And either way, I worked hard at Upperman and was Upperman junior level U.S. history teacher, then eventually got an AP world history course, then we led to a AP Euro course, and we just kind of tried to build the history department best we could.
And we'll talk more about that here in just a little bit. Right now, we'll take a break. I'm Buddy Pearson. You're listening to Local Matters. We're talking with Justin Campbell, who is the new principal at Upperman High School. And this is Local Matters with a focus on education. I'm Buddy Pearson, and we're still talking with Justin Campbell, the new principal at Upperman High School. We've been talking about his background, and he started out at Pine Haven, and he's gone to Prescott, which we want to expand on a little bit. And then, well, he went to Upperman before he went to Prescott. And so at Upperman, you also coach there. Tell us about your coaching time at Upperman High School.
Sure. I helped out Coach Rapaski. He was there when I was there.
And Noah.
Yep, that's right. And Coach Rapp, he was doing the track team at the time, and okay. He knew that I had ran track, and I told him that I wanted to help out. I wanted to be involved somewhere. And he told me that, you know, you should come out. He was very supportive, and he helped me just kind of figure out where my place was as an assistant coach and kind of helping him. And, you know, eventually whenever he went on to a different position, that's whenever, you know, I took over that track team.
Nice. And what did you teach at Upperman High School?
A little bit of everything. So I taught freshman level world history,
okay.
And then I taught an advanced placement world history, which was freshman. I taught a U.S. Statewide dual credit U.S. history, and then I taught an AP, so an advanced placement European history. So I think that was mostly my charge, and then I taught just a regular U.S. history at one point as well.
Yeah. So you had gone from Pine Haven, which you said was K through 8, mm-hmm. to now a high school atmosphere of, you know, freshmen through seniors.
Right.
So what was that? What was the biggest thing, the biggest glaring difference that you had to get used to?
The teacher moves. So when I was in a middle school, you know, I had everybody sectioned off by groups and different colors, and we were competing in the class to see which color could win, and like all these fun little I hate to say little kid things, but it's more for their maturity level.
Yeah.
So when I got to Upperman, I remember I was doing all the same things, and it was just not working the way it was supposed to be working. And then I had a student in the back. He raised his hand. He said, "Mr. Campbell, listen, what you're doing is great up there. I'll just be honest, but you're working too hard." He said, "You tell us what to know. We'll put it down on the paper, and then we'll put it back on the test for you. We'll take care of you." And I told him, I was like, "Okay, I appreciate it. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, I get you.
I'll tone it down a little bit.
We'll simplify.
We'll get you where we need to go." And that was, and actually, that student came by, you know, and congratulated me on being at Upperman as the principal. So, you know, those connections that I had with the high schoolers that was there is huge to me. It just seems like the older they get, the bigger difference you can make, and the more they remember you and the more they remember the experiences. And so that was kind of my first experience jumping from middle school to high school, is learning how to teach a little bit more, I guess, less teacher moves and more into the content.
Yeah. And then, so you're at Upperman 3 years. But then you left and decided to get back into middle school. Now, what precipitated that move?
So I knew I wanted to be in administration because that was a gap that I really didn't know a lot about.
Okay.
And, you know, once again, I had the guidance of a wonderful principal under at UHS with Mr. Stepp, Billy Stepp.
Yeah.
And so he really fostered what I would say is my administrative perspective on a lot of things and systems. And I followed him around during my plan periods. And I followed the other assistant principals in my plan periods when I was at Upperman so I could get some experience. And so whenever Prescott opened up an assistant principal job, that is really where I wanted to kind of branch into, was that assistant principal role. And whenever I was in the interview process, Ms. Tara Brooks was very welcoming. She seems like she had a great direction. She had a good way about her. And I knew that that was the place that I wanted to be. And I think that I could be an addition to her team. And that's what I told her. And thankfully she selected me.
Yeah.
So happy to be there.
3 years at Prescott. Again, you're the athletic director.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like being a middle school athletic director?
So being a middle school athletic director, there's a lot of it is the middle, and that's what we talk about a lot. It's the kids coming up from elementary,
right?
And then we're sending kids to high school.
Yeah.
And so athletics wise, we have to kind of give a good survey of what we have, mm-hmm. and so kids can kind of focus on what sport they really want to dedicate to, because
true.
You know, we're starting to weed the herd a little bit on where it becomes, oh, it's this fun ball, to, oh, this is, you know, we're going to be competing for sectionals this year because, you know, we're under the TMSAA. And
right.
so we have the same similar structure to what the TSSAA has. And so there's some seriousness to it. And so we really start to weed it out. But also we want to have some fun too and create some interest, because there may be someone who's never, you know, picked up a baseball bat that
right.
could be an absolute stud on the field.
Yeah.
And so we just kind of – we have to play the balance, and we are the middle. And so as athletic director, understanding that was big for me.
Oh, good. And then what did you teach at Prescott Middle?
Oh, well, I didn't teach anything at Prescott Middle.
Okay.
I was just the athletic director and the assistant principal.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep.
So to be out of the classroom then, so what was that like? Because you'd spent, you know, what, 9 years in the classroom.
Yes.
And now you're taking a step out just to be in administration. What kind of a change was that for you?
It was strange the first day. So after all the kids headed their classes, I was in the hall, you know, talking to the kids.
What you do?
And everybody left, and I just looked around, and it was nobody but just me. And I was like, you know, I kind of miss having my room and meeting my kids and kind of getting to know everybody. And I was like, it's a very big change. So we went back and we started digging into what we can do for the kids and how to work forward. And so I seen the administrative side of what the first part of school looks like on the administrative side, but it was weird. It was weird not having a classroom.
Yeah,
for sure.
So 3 years as being an administrator, what do you think are some of the important things that you learned? I know you were working under Tara Brooks, the principal. You went from Billy Stepp, Tara Brooks, two great principals there to learn under. What are some things now that you look and during your time at Prescott that you maybe didn't know came with being an administrator, or that you thought, I think, you know, maybe change the mindset a little bit?
Sure. And I think that there's some major themes that you have to learn as a principal and as an assistant principal. And that's one thing that I was very fortunate to learn, is perspective. So a lot of what I've learned at Prescott is perspective.
Yeah.
Parents' perspective, students' perspective,
yeah.
teachers' perspective, admin's perspective, and where we want the school to go.
Yeah.
And so bringing all those things together, but also using, like I said earlier, using the lens of a student as what we can do best for them. And ultimately, that's what it's going to come down to. But we all have different perspectives of bringing people together. And, you know, another big thing that I learned at Prescott's communication.
Yeah.
Making sure that the parents are aware of what's going on in the building, promoting the things that need to be promoted. So promoting the different programs, not just athletics, but also that fine arts department, and just making sure that, you know, we have some wonderful programs at Prescott that we bring community members into, and they get to see, and the kids get to see. And you know, we have this program called Bib and Tucker, and it's where they design, and they sell shirts.
Okay.
And so it's set up just like what a business is. And so we bring people in to show them that, and we take them out. And we also have a great horticulture class to where they sell plants, they grow plants. And so there's a lot of different things that we do in the building. So communicating that to the public so that they know, because you wouldn't know that if you're not just in the school.
Right.
And getting that back out into the community is huge for us. And that's one thing I'll be doing at Upperman, is making sure that we highlight every part of the school.
Yeah. And for getting the job at Upperman to be the principal, you also get to do summer learning camp Prescott South Middle School. It's like your last official duty or there. So what's that? I mean, what summer learning camp? First of all, how did you become the principal at Prescott South Middle School for summer learning camp for this session, and then what's going on? What do you do at summer learning camp?
So I love summer school. I absolutely love summer school. I'm a worker. I don't like sitting. I like to be working. And so very fortunate to be selected as the principal and to work with the kids in summer learning camp. And it's such a great environment, and we have a great group of teachers there from all over the county. So we've got, I say, you know, there's great teachers everywhere, but the summer camp teachers are amazing, absolutely amazing. And so it makes my job very easy and very simple to be there. And it's just a different feel, but it also helps the kids significantly to have that extra support during the summer. And I'm happy to be a part of that. I find it a privilege to be a part of something that can help kids that need it during the summer, or kids that just want to be, still want to continue on. You know, they might be like small little Justin Campbells out there that don't want to sit at home. They'd rather be doing something. Yeah. So I think that's good.
Well, we never did get to ask about your family. Tell us about tell us about your family.
Yeah. No, my wife is amazing and my number one supporter, and she is phenomenal. So she is the – Lord of mercy, I'll never live it down. She is the one person I think it's always in my corner. And so she's the assistant principal at All Good Middle School.
Okay.
Yeah, and she came from Avery Trace. She had a couple roles at Avery Trace, and then she stepped into administration this last year, and she's killed it. She's done such a good job. And then, of course, I've got a wonderful 10-year-old daughter who's a cheerleader at Prescott and on student council. I couldn't be more proud of her. She's just like her mama. She wants to be involved in everything. She wants to do what's right, and so she's just wonderful.
Now, what grade is she going to be going into?
She's going into sixth grade.
Okay.
Yeah, she's going into sixth grade. So.
Great.
So I mentioned it, but my father is a principal. Was in education 40-something years, 40-plus years, and he was a principal for over half of that. And my mother is a registered nurse, and she works at Crossville Hospital. And then my sister was an accountant, and, of course, her husband also works in tax. So there's it's kind of my background of who I come from. This is the stock I'm from.
Yeah.
But, that's my family.
Now that you're going to be going into being a principal at the high school level, and you see high school students, what do you think is going to be one of the issues that they face that maybe you can help them with or help them make a difference?
Sure. I think that guidance part. So there's a lot of kids that, you know, when I was in high school, I didn't really know where I wanted to go or what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Like, even though I was involved in a lot of different things, I didn't have as much direction as I really wanted or needed. And so opening up opportunities, and I think that's one thing that I'm good at, is being able to have conversations with kids and work with parents to look at options moving forward, because at the end of the day, we want our kids to be successful. Mm-hmm. And as a parent, we want our kids to have direction. We want them to be successful. And that's something we can all agree on. And so providing opportunities for high schoolers to be able to sample and see where they best fit, where they want to spend their life, that's something that I think is going to make a huge difference. And it already has. I mean, that's what's going on now, but adding to that for sure.
What's going to feel like that first day of school when you see everybody come to Upperman High School and you're standing there and you are the principal at Upperman High School and all the students are there? What's that going to be like?
It's going to be good. They're probably going to be shocked. They hadn't my last class has graduated. They're not there anymore. So it's be all new kids that I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'll be on that student entrance greeting everybody as they come in, saying hi and hello, and, you know, looking forward to being here and helping and working with you.
Well, it's going to be an exciting time, and we certainly appreciate you being with us. That's all the time we have for this week on Local Matters. I'd like to thank Justin Campbell, the new principal at Upperman High School, for being our guest and for kind of walking us through his experience, just everything that he's been able to do in education. And, Justin, thank you for being with us.
Yes, thanks for the opportunity.
All right, thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great week, and God bless.